Blog Talk Radio. This is May Pang speaking to you live from sunny but a snowbound place of New York. I don't know how it is down there in Nashville,
Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll
tell you how it is. It's day five of the hostage situation, okay? You know I'm a Yankee and I'm a New York girl, so when it snows here, they go into full-blown panic. Now, I've got 6 inches of snow, and we did not get blustery blizzard winds or anything here.
Like us?
And people
yeah,
are like, the blizzard. This was not, it was a calm, beautiful, pretty snowfall. But we have no snow removal equipment. So it is what it is. I'm stuck here back in my holler. We have a little mountain we got to drive around, and the sun doesn't get to it. So until it melts, we can't get out. So there you
well,
go.
I'll tell you what, they've plowed me out. I got one of my driveways done so I could get my car in and out. And it's crazy. Oh, I just want to say one thing before I forget. It's a happy birthday to my friend Pat. Today's her birthday, although she doesn't like to be thinking about it, but it is her birthday. This is a crazy. New York City was only an inch, and I mean one, you know, like an inch of breaking the record, of being number one on the snowiest day. You know, we're now, it's the number two spot. It only was by a tenth. So that's how the drift was in the city. And, you know, it was
okay, New York City, May, and you look at the pictures, and yeah, there's people skiing down Fifth Avenue. But you don't see people driving down the road. Okay, down here, it's like the call to the lemmings. Everyone gets in their car. Where are you going? Why are you going in your car? And then the Tennessee Highway Patrol gets on the TV, God bless them, and go, all right, if you're getting in your car, bring food, blankets. Yeah, if you have to pack a picnic to get in your car to go out on a snow day, you need to be staying home, okay?
I don't get that part. I just don't. Mm-mm. Well, you know what? The last couple of years, it's been crazy, but what they've done is definitely, what they've done is taken people off the road. They banned the street for driving so that the plows, once it was done, that they can go down the street. Unfortunately, in some of the places in the city, like in Queens, there were streets that never saw the plow, and the schools are open, so these kids can't even go to school, and the school buses are stuck. So, even the train system, the subway system, the bus system, everything was shut down.
I think that's the best thing.
Yeah.
We have 6 inches of snow. They won't be in school until Wednesday. I'm telling you. Now,
they don't
the
know what snow is.
Yeah, no. The upshot is the end of this week, it's supposed to go up in the 60s, so it'll all be gone, and, you know, everything will settle back down, and it'll be the great, you know, snowstorm. People are calling me going, are you all right? I was like, please, people, this is not even snow to us from up north. This is just, you know, a flurry, you know, and it wasn't windy. It wasn't brutally, brutally bitter wind cold. It was pretty, you know. So my only downfall was I had nothing really good to eat in the house. The cats are still alive. I didn't eat either one of them, but it was getting close. Okay.
No, I went out, got food, started making food, did all sorts of things.
I saw that. Yeah.
And you know,
I saw
and then
that.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Over the weekend, you know, I'm thinking of moving, and so I've had people into my home looking at things. So, you know, I'm out there trying to sell my home.
Yikes! I'll be next. But
You'll
anyway, in spite of all the weather,
yes.
and in spite of all, our agent, Gary Reg, had called us, and he said, hey, would you girls like to interview Roy Head? And May was like, yes.
Of course. I mean, you know, his song's one of my favorites.
He's a blue-eyed soul artist. I mean, honestly, I'm going to tell you, May, I honestly didn't know that he was a white guy. I didn't. You know, his moves and the song and the you know, and this is a very rare interview for us, and he's still out there. He's still making music, and let's just bring him on the air right now. Hey,
absolutely.
Roy, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. Welcome.
It's good to hear y'all talk about all that snow. Down here, it's going to be 70 today. It's beautiful.
Roy. Where are you? I mean, really, we're kind of a little, you know.
We're down here in Houston. If it gets in the 30s, we're in real bad shape.
Yeah.
They close roads and they do all the things y'all are talking about. They panic and, you know,
milk
it's really
and bread.
Nothing.
Everybody runs to the store and it's the milk and bread panic, you know,
milk
and bread shortage. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, we did have the panic up here when they said, oh, we're going to have the big snowstorm, and everybody thought, oh, it can't be that bad. Well, for once, all the meteorologists were right, and it really was. It came to a standstill. It really was a standstill here.
Yeah, and I really feel for y'all. I feel for y'all because, you know, I don't. If something like that happened here, it'd probably be the end of Houston.
Oh my God!
I mean, it would be the end here.
Well, you know what, Roy? When you see the pictures, just think of us when we're trying to get rid of. We have no place to put the snow. That's the other thing. We have no place to put the snow.
I saw that. I saw where some people were stranded since Friday. They couldn't even get out of their cars.
Oh, it's horrible. It's just horrible. And I will say that this is the first time that we've had not huge power outages. I mean, we did have some, but not as everybody thought, and that I'm very thankful about that, you know, that would not have been a good thing. Not have been a good thing. So tell us about what's going on with you.
Yeah, what's going on with Roy Head?
His old body is still performing. And, you know, of course, my son is doing well, Sundance. He's the one who was on American Idol here a few years back. And he's doing real good. And
good.
I'm getting ready to do a new album next month in Memphis with a guy named Jerry Webb, used to manage Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, right.
So we're going to go in and do a new R&B album before I die. And it's life has been really good to me. I can't tell Cynthia and you, Mae, how wonderful it's been for me. Yeah,
well,
I hated pushing
wheelbarrow,
so music is all I've ever known is music.
Anybody who isn't familiar, and everybody is, with your song Treat Her Right, they can go on YouTube and look at videos of you. I mean, James Brown, Elvis Presley, Roy Head. It's like that. The way you now, I'm a really bad dancer, Roy. I'm not going to lie. I've got nothing. No rhythm at all. Zero zippo. Okay? So when I look at you moving and I think, okay, this is not something, this comes from deep inside of you. I mean, you've done several different kinds of genres of music.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not the real rock and roll, but Texas Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm in the Rockabilly, real Rockabilly Hall of Fame. I'm in the Janis Joplin Gulf Coast Hall of Fame.
I love that.
I'm in the Country Music Hall of Fame here in Texas. But show me the money, which I ain't got yet, but I'm waiting.
I know a few of those people out there waiting for the same thing. I know that feeling. Oh, God. Well, bless you that you're still out there. I love this, you know, because that song when I was growing up in New York, I heard that song and it was like, who is that? I like that song, you know, as a kid. And so, you know, even now when I listen to to my oldie station, especially my 60s, the 60s oldie, I hear your song, it's great. I turn it up and I drive, and it's great. I love it.
God bless. You know, when I first came out, when I met my current wife, I've only had two. The first one passed away with cancer. And Anyway, when I met my second wife, her two brothers came. We were playing in Memphis, a place called Lafayette's. And they came to my dressing room and wanted to whip my back behind. Where's Roy Head? And I'm looking at him. I said, I'm Roy Head. They said, you're not Roy Head. Where is he? I said, I'm Roy Head. You're not Roy Head. He's black. I said, no, he's not. I'm white. But anyway, that's
it.
A true story.
I love
and
it.
They finally believed I was white. And, you know, I toured with James Brown. I did a lot of stuff. And I was very lucky. I did the Chitlin' Circuit. And God knows I enjoyed it. And I just love black music.
And
I mean,
you know
I love the white music too, and I love country. I love all the music, really.
Well, you know what? You put that all together. I mean, it's like when the Righteous Brothers, you know, the whole Blue Eye Soul bit, you know. And I grew, you know, I'm a Chinese person that grew up in Spanish Harlem and in Harlem. So, and I grew up with that music, and so I love it more than, you know. I mean, not that my family didn't play Chinese music on weekends, and that was kind of weird for me. But it was great.
How
well,
old were
I'll tell you,
you
what.
You first, when you got your first recording contract, do you remember how old you were?
Yes, ma'am. I was 17.
See, that is just, it never ceases to, Roy, we've had several, we had Augie Myers on.
That's my buddy, Augie.
Augie's your buddy. We love Augie.
We love him.
You guys started so young. And you still are viable. You still play music. You still sound good. When you look at the artists that are you know, viable today, the young ones, is there anyone that stands out in your head as saying, okay, this kid is going to be around for a while?
Honestly, I'm old school, so I'm not really into the new genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Except for my son, you know, he's a writer and singer, but there's not anybody really today that my idols were James Brown, Bo Diddley, Etta James. Like I say, I'm old school. Joe Tex is the one that taught me all my mic work and everything.
I love Joe Tex.
Who's going to take the woman with skinny legs?
Yeah,
I ain't going to bump the old no big fat woman. I love Joe Tex. He was a real good friend of mine.
I love
him. But I've not really got into the music today. And, you know, I did country there for a while. And when rock and roll kind of went into oblivion, the movie came out, Urban Cowboy. I thought, well, hell, I can sing that. So I asked my brother, I said, Don, I've tried about four times now to go country. I can't get there. He said, well, let me tell you what to do, Roy. Put a dime in your jaw. Shut your teeth and sing. I said, what? He said, put a dime in your jaw, shut your teeth and sing. He's the most wanted bombman, most wanted bombman in town, and it worked. That's a true story.
I love it.
That is
so
great.
So I did country music up until about 73, and I just wasn't into all that because I was really a mover and a shaker, and, you know, I just still love the black music. But I did country because I had to survive.
Right.
Yep.
So I had several number five songs in country, and I've just been a very lucky young man, or old man.
Now, you go out and perform now, I mean, obviously you had to be in fantastic shape to gyrate the way that you did. I mean, I'm like blown away by it. But do you still dance? Do you still move across the stage?
Oh, yeah, I still do all that, but I don't get out on the floor and do the backflips and all that like I used to do. I haven't flipped off the stage in about 3 years, but I used to flip off the stage up till, I guess I turned about 70.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Older dirt, but that don't matter. I'm having fun, still having fun.
Wow.
All right, now you keep mentioning your son. What's his name?
Sundance.
Is it Sundance Head? I thought you meant he was
yes,
at
ma'am.
Sundance, the film festival. See, I'm a movie girl, so that's where I went with that. Now, Is he just a singer, or is he in a band, or does he perform with you?
No. He has his own group, and he does his own stuff. And every now and then we perform together. We do a head-to-head show. And but he did, like I said, American Idol, and he got beat out by Sam Jaya, that wonderful singer. And he just lost it right there. But then he signed with Motown, and that didn't work out because, you know, they have contract on you. You can't do this, you can't do that for so many years. So that kind of flaked out on him. But he's a wonderful songwriter. In fact, he's been with Dean Dillon a lot here lately. Are you familiar with Dean Dillon?
Not me. I'm not a music girl.
Well, he wrote, about 55 number one hits, including George Strait, George Jones, and everybody else. And Sundance is working with him now, so they've got a good thing going. But don't forget about me. I'm still here, and I'm still going.
I hear
and
that.
We're talking
I
about
hear,
you because
I
know
yeah,
your stuff.
I hear Gary's getting you out, isn't he? Are you going to be going out with Augie, I think, is what I heard? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Pardon me for saying yes, ma'am, but that's, hey, I was raised like that.
That's okay.
I love
it. Yeah, we're gonna go out, I think, to the West Coast and do some stuff out there. And, you know, I met Augie in San Antonio, Texas, way back in 1950. The mic's cutting out on me. But he and I became really good friends. I worked with Doug Somm. I've worked with Bo Diddley, Etta James. Like I say, I toured with James Brown. He threw me off a tour because I was smoking him pretty bad. So that ended. I did two shows with James Brown. At least he waited. We got to Houston, then he put me off the show.
So you were back to
he said, Roy, you're my friend. You're going to stay my friend, but you're off the tour. Which is okay. But,
I
used to come home, ladies, and my mother would have the Victrola plan. It needed to be Fast Domino or whomever. And she would dance me to death. She's the one that got me into all the dancing.
Really?
Oh, my God. Amazing. Love it. I'm just telling you, this is all good. I love the songs of there's hardly the songwriters of today that I know. There's only a few. There's only a handful. You know, not you know, and that those handful are so few and far between, you know, of what
yes,
I know. And the songs that we listen to, and I mean the songs and people are out there, what they want to go out to listen to are from the era that we do know, the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And after that, I don't know what happened.
I don't think that music will ever die.
No.
So, you know, it's the track of my life. It's what it is, you know. The soundtrack to what I grew up to, you know, your songs, all these other people that I remember growing up, and they don't come back this way because when you heard a song, you recognize, you say, it takes me right back to where I was at that moment. I hear a song now, I don't know where I am.
You know, Billy Gibbons just did Treat It Right on my 50th anniversary.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, Billy Gibbons was the top. He put it out. And Cuba, you know, we just got back with Cuba. And he's doing all kind of stuff down there. He's got Billy Gibbons cooking. He's got Billy Gibbons tacos. Oh, God, all kind of stuff. He's doing great. He says they're still in the 50s down there. They're driving the old cars. And, they stopped in time. They're back where we were in the 50s.
Which is great. I mean, you know, because the music, it's like even on Broadway right now, you know, Beautiful, which is the Carole King story. I mean, they're packed. It's because it's that soundtrack that, you know, you hear the music, you know everything about the Brill Building, the writers back then, you know, the whole thing. I mean, right now you tell me number one, I don't know what number one, except that, you know, there's a few in between. There's only, like I said, there's only a couple of handful of writers that I love, but not.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, not the new stuff, not the old stuff. You talk to me, and I can talk to you. And that's where I'm at.
Well, yeah, there was a parallel of the artists back then. You knew who they were.
Yes.
The new artists today, if they did not tell you who they were, they would all basically sound just alike.
I can't distinguish some of the songs from one to the other.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They, you know, if they did not tell you who they were, you wouldn't know who was who.
No.
Because the music is all basically the same right now. Of course, I guess that was the same back in our day.
I don't know, Roy. I really think, and May and I have talked about this many, many times, that period of time, the 60s and the 70s, it's just encapsulated. I just don't think it'll ever be the same. I think it was truly a magical time for music. And, I mean, those songs, your song today could be played anywhere, and people would be like, oh, yeah, I like this, you know, it stands a test.
I love you. Are you married?
I am not married. I'm
no,
not
neither
married.
Am I.
Neither is May. No.
We're both
I am. Dang it. We could have an affair, though. Everybody else does it. Politics and everything.
Roy, are you writing any new material for your new album coming up?
I'm working on some stuff, yes, ma'am. And there's some people down in Austin writing some stuff, and the people up in Memphis are doing some stuff. So, and we're going to go back in the old Stack studio.
Ooh, nice.
And the guy told me, Jerry Williams told me, he said, Roy, don't let the rats scare you. We go in there, but it's still got the same sound. So that's what
wow.
I'm looking for. And I'm going to go in and do another album just for the heck. I'm going to go in there and just have fun and cut with some really good musicians. And hopefully it's not going to be my last album. I'd like to cut one when I'm 90 just for the heck of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a plan. I think if you put it out there, then it's a commitment, Roy. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I've played places like New Orleans, and I got shows lined up. Me and a good friend of mine, B.J. Thomas, we're doing some shows together this coming year.
I love B.J. Thomas as well. Yeah.
Oh, he's a great, great guy.
Yeah. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, Eyes of a New York Woman.
Yes, oh, my God, yes.
Raindrops, all that stuff. BJ's done well for himself.
All right, well, Roy, is he married? Because, you know, you could hook the girls up. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's married. He lives up in Arlington, up out of Dallas. And we talk all the time.
Well, definitely give him our best, because I'm telling you, I hear his songs on the radio, and I just say, yeah, I remember that. Because like I said, those are the songs that meant something to me when I was growing up. They take me back to a good place, So,
yeah, you know, it was fun back then. We didn't even lock our doors. We had screen doors.
Yep.
Now you got to sit behind your door with an AK-47 and hope somebody don't drive by and shoot your house up.
You're right.
I mean,
Roy,
it's just
that,
not free. It's
on,
not.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
I said it's just not free, loving country like it used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened or where we all went, but we've kind of went in a handbasket.
We all got a little bit too big for our britches, is what happened, and I don't know. But you know what? The good thing is we still can go back to these days, and we can still reminisce, and we can still think about them. And because now you're committed to make another album when you're 90, we're going to have you around for another 20 years. So,
I was just joking.
If somebody wants to see your music, do you have a website, Roy?
No, ma'am, I'm old school. I told you, I don't even know how to turn a computer on.
You don't have a computer, Roy? My shoe has to come off now.
My wife does.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't ever go on it. But my daughter-in-law,
We'll get Gary to be the mediator into this one right in there, and let him be the middleman to get to you. And that's what we need to do.
I'll tell you what, I'd love to meet y'all in person and see how you look.
Absolutely. And Gary can send you photos and to tell you what we look like. We better get Gary to make sure he gets a good photo of us.
Yeah, we have to have photo approval, Roy. Okay.
I'll tell you what, you're very pretty over the telephone.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. See, this is like one of the best days May and I have had in a long time, Roy. Thank you so much.
I was going to say the same. Wow. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And I hope you come up towards the New York area because that's where I live. And I would love to see you if you're performing up anywhere up this end. Unless I have
to.
Okay. Where do you both live? You don't both live in New York?
No,
no,
I live in New York and Cynthia lives in Nashville.
I live in
area.
Nashville.
You're down in the beautiful city of Nashville.
Yeah. So you have to keep us posted.
Yeah, I heard y'all discussing it earlier.
Posted. Yeah.
Well, y'all are beautiful, and God bless you for having me on your show. It was an honor and a real treat.
Thank you for coming on, and we love it.
It was a treat for us, too,
yes.
Roy. Thanks so much for coming, and we're going to keep an eye on you, okay?
Yep. Well, yeah. I only have one eye, so I'll have that out there ready.
Roy, have a wonderful day.
You too, pretty ladies, and God bless y'all both.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, he and Augie Myers together, I mean, they would be kind of like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. They're hilarious.
I know.
They're hilarious.
They really are.
The two of them together.
Lovely. Yeah.
Wow. See, once again, May, these old school guys, they're all humble. They don't want to talk about themselves. They want to talk about everybody else. You know, amazing.
It is. Well, let's see what's coming up. We've got a few things coming up, but I got to tell you, the Oscars are taking a whole other turn.
Do you really want to start me on that?
No,
really
I don't
want to
start, but
me?
I will say something. I will say, I was just listening to The View, and Whoopi said it right. She goes, it's not the Academy. It's people who are starting to make the movies. You got to do the talk. You can't just say, it's the Academy. You can't go into that direction. She was right. I mean, the thing is, it's not just starting with the Academy. It starts with who's making the movies. So, you know, that's that.
It starts with making the movies, but they also need to remember these people that are raising the stink.
Yeah,
they're not the only diverse people.
Right.
You know, there's other people. There's older broads like us. There's Chinese people.
We're lost in the shuffle. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I really feel that had they been more rounded about what their argument was,
I might have
been more sympathetic to it. But I'm not. So.
Okay.
But
before we go there, I just want to say, you know, the other thing is we lost Glenn Frey, and I'm very upset by that. That's another group soundtrack of our lives here for that one. I know a lot of people, I mean, that was another total shock as well. So this is not a good 2016 beginning. I think we need
so
to...
So shocking, isn't it? It's like, somewhere, someplace, somebody's putting together a hell of a band.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm starting Chinese New Year, which is February 8th. I'm starting it all over. That's it.
Is it Year of the Red Monkey, right? That's what it is this year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. But anyway, so that's what's going on. I have a few things coming up. I may be doing some talk up in Syracuse University. I may be doing, you know, then there's some other talks in some of the other colleges as well and universities, but that may be coming up in the springtime for me.
Well, and hopefully springtime is around the corner. Here, we might get another couple weeks of, you know, flaky weather, but once we get into February for us, it starts greening up here. So, I mean, if this was
different.
What winter was for us, I'd say, okay, thank you. That's good, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Just doing cleanup, just trying to get things done, trying to get ourselves together and start the new year again.
Yep.
And
pushing. Yeah, I'm going to start it over again too. When is that? February 9th?
8th.
That's it. That's my new year. All right, that sounds good to me.
We're going to do that. Okay. Well, listen. until our next show, I'm signing off from New York and going out to plow the front steps. Okay.
Going to toboggan down your front hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's May Tang. And I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to our guest, Roy Head. Have a great week, everybody.